believe it's a blessing. And you know, Heavenly Father, I'm relying and dependent upon the anointing of the Holy Spirit, because I can't do nothing without you. Now let me say what you want me to say. Clear my mind where I can think right. And everything said and done, you got the glory, the honor, and all the praises. It's in the powerful name of Jesus. And the whole church say amen. To our preachers and deacons and to all of God's children, again we greet you in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Bless his holy name. A few more series, messages, and we'll be through. When will Jesus come back? And why? Number 77. Number 77. When will Jesus come back? And why? 1 Corinthians 15, beginning at the 12th verse, if you will. 1 Corinthians 15, beginning at the 12th verse. Paul writing, now, if Christ be preached that he rose from the dead, how say some among you that there is no resurrection of the dead? But if there be no resurrection of the dead, then is Christ not risen? And if Christ be not risen, then our preaching vain, our faith is also vain. Yea, and we are found false witnesses of God, because we have testified of God that he raised up Christ, whom he raised not up, if so be that the dead rise not. For if the dead rise not, then is not Christ risen? And if Christ be not risen, our faith is vain. Ye are yet in your sins. Then they also which are fallen asleep in Christ are perished. If in this life only we have hope in Christ, we are all men's most miserable. If Christ is not risen, we are miserable. We are miserable. I know everybody in here, I believe, I hope everybody in here or maybe listening, and you say you're a Christian, you need to believe that Jesus is coming back the second time.
That's right.
You need to believe that. And this is what the preaching of the gospel is all about. It's to confirm what the Bible done said. And remember this. Where can I get the truth from if I can't find it in the church of Christ? It's where you come to get the real truth in the church of Christ, not the church of somebody else, but the church of Christ. Anytime he said the church of Christ, you ought to be able to get the truth and not compromise and not lies. He coming back. Just like he said he would. Just like he said he would. And my brothers and sisters, all Paul is saying, if this is the only hope that we have in this life with Christ, the saints of God will be the most miserable people in the world. Now, this all we hoping for, but what we see here, especially he spotted Christians, especially because he told us if we follow Jesus, we're going to have a cross and we're going to suffer. That make us most miserable, because we're already going to suffer, already in a mess because they hate Jesus. And if you lift up the name of Jesus, you're going to suffer. But Paul trying to get us to see now, we believe that he's coming back again. And if this all we hoping for down here, we are miserable. We're miserable. The world got the best on us. But God gave us the best. He's coming back. Just like he said he would. God have the best waiting on us. This is our hope. Don't doubt the Lord not coming. And how much of hell the church catch. And he going to leave us here to go to hell again? Or to catch the Lord? Oh, he got the best of us waiting on us. Remember that. This is our hope. This is our comfort. He coming back after his church. Bless his holy name. And my brother and sister, please don't be deceived on this earth, because the devil moving on this earth fast. It's a cross. But yes, don't be deceived. It's something, but please don't be deceived. Lord of mine, it will be a hereafter this life. And I believe and I feel somebody in the radio land, even somebody in here, don't believe there will be a hereafter. It's going to be a hereafter. Although God have hid when we bury somebody, that's all we see. It's a hereafter. It's the most just we don't know nothing about, but we read about it, and you got to believe what you read about in here. Seem like it's over. But I want to encourage you, it's not over. It's not about to be over. If you're a child of God and waiting on Jesus, you'll get your crown after a while. Although so many saints have got killed all kind of ways for the gospel of Jesus Christ. But it's not over. And that's what a child of God got to have faith in his salvation. That Jesus Christ is coming back again. But please don't be deceived. And it was some at the Corinthian church, just like now, also in our days, didn't believe in the resurrection, and some right now don't believe in the resurrection. After this life, on this earth, after this life, would there be a hereafter? Have you talked to folks like that? I said, have you talked to folks like that? I'm talking about, some of them go to church, but still they don't believe that it's going to be a rapture. They're going to believe that Jesus really coming back. They ask questions, where are we going? That's what the Bible for. That's what the preacher for. That's what the pastor for. That's what the church for. To get truth. You've got to believe this. You can't make it if you don't believe this. You've got to believe the word of God. Without how many doubts may come in your mind, but you've got to believe this. If you want to be resurrected, you've got to believe in the word of God. And so many today don't believe it will happen. But it will happen. And my brother and sister, if Christ was all, or if dying was all, we wouldn't need no salvation. We would not need no salvation if just dying is over, what salvation good for then? You got to think. What salvation really good for if just dying and then it's over. No, 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 no. Bless his holy name. No, no, no. And my brothers and sisters, if dying was all, we might as well shut these doors and go home. What good is having church? God Almighty. And lock the doors up and don't come back no more. Bless his holy name. If Christ does not come back at his church, our salvation is incomplete. He promised us something that nobody can afford but him. And God cannot lie. Who can call God a lie? If anybody in here can call God a lie, I don't want to ride in your car with you. Never doubt this word of God. Who can call? God cannot lie. Our little finite can't handle that. God cannot lie. How can God lie? And what he gonna lie for? What reason he have to lie? Let me stop there a minute. What reason he have to lie? When he got all power already in his hand. Who he got this answer to? Nobody. But what have he got to lie for? Believe the Bible. God doesn't have to answer to nobody. Nobody. The devil and nobody else. God, let me put it like, God got his foot on the devil's head. He can't move until God allows him to move. Oh, boy. So now who God has to answer to?
Not
the president. Not peoples. He got all power in his hand. Our job is to believe what the Bible says. So we the one got to answer to God and not God answering to us. And my brothers and sisters, it much sickness in this world. This body, disability, something happened to it all the time. In this sinful world, much suffering and much dying in this physical world. But to a child of God, all of this is just temporary. That's the encouragement we're trying to bring to you today. All is just temporary. All of your trials and your testing, your suffering you have to go through with. All the enemy you got to stand up to fight. All of just what? Temporary. We will be given a new body one of these days. A brand new body. We will have a brand new body. We will be changed. Do you believe that? I said, do you believe that? We will be changed. You got to believe the word of God that we will be changed. We will have new bodies and we'll be changed. We have the hope beyond the grave. I say our hope is beyond the grave. A sinner man's hope stops at the grave. But a child of God hope just starts at the grave. But a sinner man hope stop at the grave. But we continue with our hope. After what? The grave. But a sinner, all a sinner got is just what he got right now. What you see. Now watch this now. Watch now. Let me take my time in. Now, all this sinner man hope stops at the grave. Stop at the grave. I don't care how famous he may be. How many plaques that he got. How many awards that he got. They all stop at the grave.
That's right.
You could put all this money in the grave. It still stopped with him. Somebody else gonna break it in and get it, but it still stopped with him. See, everything he got stopped at the grave. When folk get through bragging on him, stop at the grave. Famous folk, everything he doing stops at the grave. But a child of God, victory just start at the grave. We go beyond the grave. Our hope is beyond the grave. But a sinner man hope stops at the grave because that's all of him. He's over for him. Lord of mine. You don't keep dead folks in your bedroom. You don't keep dead folks in the living room. They're gone.
That's right.
That's right.
No, see, it's over. I want y'all to see that. It's over. When you get through bragging on folks, it's over.
Yeah.
We're through. You can't do that. You can talk to them all you want. You're not talking to them. You're talking to a devil. A devil? That's all I'm talking to them. A devil. It's gone. It's over. But the child of God hope, that's where his hope really starts. When he died, Lord have mercy, I got another place to go. No more suffering, no more dying, no more crying, no more this, no more that. I'm going to a better place. This is the kind of hope a child of God is supposed to have. Yeah, you know, and sometimes I know, you say weep, but weep as others who have no hope. Weep. Don't want to weep. That's the flesh. Weep. But don't weep as others who have no hope. Our hope is in Christ Jesus. He told us we're going to leave this world and go to another world to be with him. That's our hope. But a child of God ought not to be crying all the time because mama and daddy go to a better place.
That's right.
But a sinner man, hoping, I see, ain't nothing wrong with it. I ain't down on nobody. I know folks didn't know what you're talking about. I'm gonna get to the real thing here. That's all.
Yeah.
I know folks, when folks get awards and this, they keep that, and all that, but it's gonna stop.
It's
gonna get to a point where it's gonna, what? Stop. Stop. Let me go back over something I said back here. You know, just like, you know, this right here, I'm gonna call this a precious piece of something that folks love to have.
Right.
And sometimes they find old stuff.
Yeah.
And 2,000, 4,000 years old. And this rich man buy. It cost about 5 or 10 million more. And then he hold it a while. He got it in his safe somewhere. But he going to die.
Right.
He going to pass on to his son or uncle or aunt or whatever. Right there.
Uh-huh.
Somebody ain't gonna stay there. See, he's gonna pass on.
Right.
But he gone.
Right.
See, stop. All this holy bottle. Okay, now after a while, he got it for a while.
Yeah.
He gonna die.
Uh-huh.
He's gonna pass it right on. After a while, he gonna die.
Uh-huh.
He gonna die. Now where is it? It gone back to the earth to be burned up. But our hope is not in this.
That's right.
Our hope is in Christ Jesus. Yes, you're going to take us to the grave. Some of us may not go to the grave. You may get brought up. All that kind of stuff. But we got another body coming.
Yes,
only thing about a sinner, man, he would never get a glorified body.
Right.
He would never get a glorified body. Our hope is beyond the grave. God Almighty. It's beyond the grave. We got a hope. Beyond the grave. You may not have what the Joneses have. Don't worry about what the Joneses got. The Joneses got to leave what they got.
That's right.
But can't nobody take what you get from God.
That's right.
You can't take my Jesus. You can't take my salvation. You may take everything else, and God got to allow you to do that. But I'm not worried about that. That don't have me here. That don't have a home for me. God got the home for me because I put my trust in him.
All right.
That's what he's coming back for, because salvation is not complete if he don't come back. I say it's not complete if he doesn't come back. Your salvation is not complete. Because he promised you a glorified body. And God cannot lie. God that can't lie. But it's just temporary suffering on this earth. But stay with the Lord. Paul, get your Bible if you will. 1 John 3:2. Our hope is beyond the grave. Saints need to know that. God Almighty. 1 John 3:2.
Beloved, now are we the sons of God, and it does not yet appear what we shall be. But we know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is.
God Almighty. Isn't that something, y'all? See, John kind of help us out here. Boy, if anybody can write this thing, John can do it. Because John was put out on an island called Patmos. And God let him get by himself. And John saw some stuff he never saw before. He thought he really knew Jesus. But Jesus popped up looking at another kind of way. And John, he wrote this stuff. He said, beloved, he talking to us right now. John in heaven, but he talking to us right now. Now! Hallelujah! Right now, something will happen to make the now come in. Now are we the sons of God. And if you're a son of God, you're the heir of God and a joint heir with Jesus Christ. Everything God owns, you part owner of it. And I'm not blowing some of your mind. You part owner because you are what? A son of God. You are an heir of God. This Bible got a lot of stuff in it. We believe, but, and then it went on here, and it does not yet appear what we shall be. But one day, hallelujah. But one day, you ought to know anyway. Well, we know, but we know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him. For he shall see, we shall see him as he is. Well, how in the world does Jesus look as he is? Right now, this little finite flesh cannot look at it. But when we be changed, God Almighty, we'll be able to look at him just like he what is. God of mine. Well, what do you mean, Reverend Barker? Some of y'all don't read Revelation. Y'all remember when John was out there on the island called Patmos? Y'all remember when he was, somebody was talking to him and the Bible said he turned and looked. See, if he was in the flesh, he couldn't turn and look. If he had turned and looked, see, if he was in the spirit, he wouldn't turn. But now, he in the flesh, like you said. He's kind of like in the spirit, don't own him. But he hadn't been changed yet. But when John turned, said, he looked to see who was talking to him. He said, when he saw him, he said, hair look like lamb wool. Eyes look like balls of fire. God Almighty. A sharp two-edged sword coming out of his mouth. John said he fell like a dead man. We couldn't see him now, but now when that day comes, we'll be able to see him as he is. Why, Reverend Walker? Because we'll have a glorified body. That's the key right there. We got our hope waiting on us. Yes, you're going to go through some trial. Yes, you're going to go through some testing, but just hang in there. Look like you're losing, but you can't lose. I say you can't lose. I say you can't lose. The devil makes you seem like when you're not in the Bible, in the Word of God, the devil makes you seem like the devil getting the best of us. The devil can't touch Jesus. But he fooled us to make you think he got all power. He don't have no more power than God allows him to have. This is the confidence that a child of God got to have in Jesus Christ. Watch this. The devil got power. But God got all of it. And he in control of all of it. Now watch this now. If the devil can do what he wants to do, you think we'll be having real church? If the devil can do what he want to do, you think the devil allow us sitting in the mouth hollering Jesus? No. God allow him to go full. He wants him to go. He can't do no more than God allow him. Well, Job ought to prove that, ain't it right, y'all? Y'all remember Job? You know more about Job than you know about Jesus, but y'all remember Job. But just...
Go ahead.
He had to. Oh, my mercy. The devil had to get permission to even touch Job. The same thing happened right now. If the devil wants to kill you and God said, you can't touch him. He's got to stop right there. The devil really wants to kill Job. God Almighty. And what he said, I said, if I can't take his life, let me have him for a few days. God Almighty. Let me have him just a few days. I'll make him cuss you to your face. God Almighty. The Lord said, go on. And when he put in, then God put a fence around him. But now you can do anything you want to his body, but don't touch his soul. Don't touch his life. Devil said, yes, oh, yes, fine. But that's the way the devil do us, y'all. Y'all don't believe the devil does the same thing to us. Sometimes you go through your trials, you go through your testing, you wonder why God doing it, but stay and wait on God. Don't you give in, don't you give up, you stay right there and wait on God. The devil can't do no more, God can allow. That's when you look at your enemy dead in the eye. When you ain't done nothing to your enemy, look him dead in the eye. Yeah, you're going to have enemy. Yeah, the devil going to be at you. But he can't touch you. Now, God allowed him to touch you. And he gave him, a note. You can do this.
Uh-huh.
Get a devil a note, you know.
Uh-huh.
You can do that.
Yes, sir.
But don't do this.
Uh-huh.
Don't take that lightly. If the devil can do what he wants to you, he's been no care to me and everybody else. But he cannot go no further than God allowed him. And Jesus told us we're going to suffer. He told us we're going to have some trials. He told us enemy going to hate you. He told you all that. He said, but I never leave you, not forsake you. If you ain't got no enemy and being a child of God, you ain't doing nothing for Jesus anyway. When you started doing something for Jesus, you enemy pick up everywhere. Even on your job, in the house sometimes, in the church sometimes, they pick up the call of your God, Jesus. Boy, don't get me crazy right here, but watch this. See, Jesse, he got a rope on the devil. He got a rope on the devil. He tied the devil up. And told Gabe, now you got that rope for me now. When he gets you for pulling back. When you want to step on it, pull him back. He got bits in his mouth. He's chained. Tell him to go left if you want to go right. He in control by God.
Yes.
If the devil do what he wants, he'll kill all of us.
Yes. Go ahead, Pastor.
But what I love about the Lord Jesus Christ, you got a hope. I'm trying to get you to see, you got a hope. But what I love about the Lord of God, he got the devil written in this book. And then told us how he come. He come to kill, steal, and destroy. Now, just suppose he had to stop right there, Paul.
All right.
Huh? See, just suppose the thief, he called him a thief.
Yes, sir.
He's trying to steal God's stuff.
Yes, sir.
Because he ain't make nothing.
Yes, right.
That's why he called him a thief. He thinks he owns some stuff.
Yes.
How can he doesn't own nothing.
Yes,
all that stuff, but he's trying to what? Steal it. And fool folk that is healed. Everything you got, God owns it. The devil, God allowed the devil to give us something. Or he give you something to get you away from God. Get your mind off of God and lean on the stuff he don't gave you. God allowed him to do that. But one thing about the law, he did tell you this. He said, a thief come but to steal, kill, and destroy. Now, God didn't go and sit down on that. He didn't stop right there, see. He went through yet. See, it wasn't a period at that. It was a comma. He went through the thing. He wants you to pray. Don't you just take that and say, I'm free. No, he said, but I. That's what you got to look at. See, but I. Long as I'm with you, I'll protect you. You can't handle it by yourself. But I have come that they might have life and have it more abundantly. We got abundance of life. You got a hope in Jesus Christ. Don't you never feel like when it's over, it's over. You got a hope. I have a hope Jesus is coming back after us. I have a hope he's going to give us a brand new body. But a man without hope, a woman without hope, all their fame, all their money, everything they have, stop at the grave.
All right.
We go beyond the grave. That stuff we leave here ain't hitting on nothing.
All right. That's right. All right.
Ain't hitting on nothing. Because all the stuff we leave here is going to be burned up. All this stuff in the world. There's some beautiful stuff in the world. But it's going to be what? All right. All that gold and all that stuff. Folk paying billions of dollars for. Going to be what? And let me tell my sisters, the best of them, you know, sometimes you get around you talking about, you know, and saying you ain't got this, you ain't got that. And we keep telling you, say, well, yeah, girl, I got this. I got a diamond ring. And I got a gold. This gold right here. You know, my husband bought me a gold bracelet. And, you know, but all the folks talking about they got gold. And go, you know, well, you got your head. Oh, you got your head now. Hold your head. Hold up your head. They bragging on stuff don't even belong to them. Don't hold your head down like you said. When they get through talking, look them dead in the eye and say, that's our stuff y'all bragging on. That stuff ain't hitting on nothing because one day I'm going to walk on gold. I'm going to skip on gold. The street's going to be pure gold. I'm a half God and John Al's with Jesus Christ. Everything God on, I'm a part of it.
That's right.
All the stuff y'all bragging on.
That's right.
If you want to give me some, you'll get them.
Yes.
But I ain't worried about it because I'm going to walk on this stuff. God Almighty. Bless his holy name. I'm trying to encourage some saints because in this world you see a lot of stuff. A lot of folks looking at stuff and what I got and just back here. But all that stops at the grave. Jesus coming back after us. Uh-huh. Our joy really start after the grave.
Right.
We getting brand new what? Bodies. Bless his holy name. Yeah. Read on, Paul. I want to read Paul Romans 6 for me. Trying to get y'all to see something here. The best God got for us. Y'all know good and well, God ain't going to let the devil folk have bet what we got.
Well,
and ain't bad hair on nobody. It's up to you. But all that stuff you got, everything, your family, all that, you want blah, 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 want folks sign you out of gold, blah, 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 sign out, blah, blah. All that stuff going to be over. All that stuff's going to be over after a while. But where your soul going? Where your soul go? That's what count. Where your soul go? See, some folks believe that's a hell. It's still a hell.
Yeah.
I know preaching your pastor ain't said nothing about it, but it's still a hell.
Because
a lot of preachers going to hell too. Because some ain't never been called by God.
Amen.
And leading folks astray.
Amen. That's right. Amen.
Just like that preacher, my brother, told me, I told y'all about it once, but you're going to hear it again. And come to me. Just like he said, he had a pastor in Indiana, got from Indiana, and he come to preach for him. He said, he tell this story all the time. He said, God let him went to hell, to the lake of fire. God Almighty. I mean, I met him. He said, God gave it to him. He said, I saw that vision. I went to hell. When I went to hell, I saw crowds of folks. And he asked the Lord, there's a big crowd over yonder. He asked the Lord, whoa, all them over yonder. This is what my brother now said. This is what he told me. He said, God said, those are preachers. That's right. He said, those are preachers. False preachers. Never been called by God. And leading folks astray. That means Jesus and many don't come to me in that day and say, I prophesied in your name. I've done good work in your name. I've done this in your name. But God said, I never knew you. I don't even know nothing about you. Where do you come from? Don't y'all take this up here lightly. The pulpit full of preachers ain't never been called in a turkey been called. I'm not down a preacher, but if you've been called, you've been called. If you're not, you're just not. And any way to get a crowd, they're going to try to get a crowd. If God can't draw nobody, leave him alone. Lift up his name. His name will draw folks. I ain't down to my preacher. Y'all call. Y'all say you call. All kind of preachers out there. All kind of deacons. All kind of trustees. All kind of choir. They out there. Yes. They in churches. Yes. They are in churches. Yes. Local symbols. Lead other folks astray. Yes.
You're right.
Paul, look at Romans for me. Romans 6. Romans 6, 5, and then skip to the 8th verse.
For if we have been planted together in the likeness of his death,
God Almighty,
we shall be also in the likeness of his resurrection.
Y'all see the hope that we got? He put a question mark. Now if we have been planted together in the likeness of his what? Death. I died to myself. I gave Christ my life. I caused him killing myself. God Almighty. For Christ's sake. Now I die for his sake. Now, but he died for my sake. All right, now we shall be also in the what? That of his resurrection. Well, didn't he get up?
Yes, Lord.
I said, didn't he get up?
Amen.
If anybody here don't believe he got up, you need to come on the phone, morning bench. The folks in the morning bench, the morning bench. The morning bench.
Amen. He got up.
If you don't believe he got up, you need to come and give your life to Christ.
That's right. He got up.
I know he got up. Don't get me happy on that, boy. I know he got up.
Yes, sir. Amen.
He got up.
Yes, he did.
He got up.
How you know that, Mark? You wasn't there. I know I wasn't there, but.
Hello, Pastor. Yes, Lord.
When I got to listen at the preacher and wasn't too much a Bible reader back then, I was a little boy, but I heard the preacher.
Yes.
The preacher said he got up.
Yes.
And I believe he got up.
Yes.
And when he came in my life, I know he got up. Something happened to you on the inside. And you ain't gonna doubt he didn't get up no kind of way. Ain't nobody gonna make you doubt it.
That's right. That's right. God bless you.
Yes. We live in witness. We live in witness. We are living witnesses.
Right.
God Almighty.
Madam.
Be also in the likeness of his resurrection. He got up.
He got up.
God Almighty.
He got up.
This is our. I'm trying to encourage the saints in these last days.
Amen.
Stick to this Bible. Please stick with this Bible.
Oh, yeah.
You see the devil on a loose stick to the Bible. It's nothing new. God already wrote in here how he'll come in the last day. Yeah, chicken's Christian, scared. Don't stick with this right here. I promise you. We're going to have a glorified body. look like the Christian is bagging up. Like the devil just coming out. And we like we afraid. Stand up. Don't be afraid. Stand up for Jesus. You know he's a lie. If you've been born again, you know he's a lie.
Yes, sir.
Oh, my. Bless his holy name. Paul, hit the 8th verse now.
Now, if we be dead with Christ, we believe that we shall also live with him.
Live with him after this life is over. Now, if we be dead, that means you're dying to yourself. When you give your life to Christ, all you say, I'm dying to myself. Christ live in me now. That's all. Christ live in me. All right. We believe, you got to believe it. You see my point?
All right.
We believe that we shall also live with him. Oh, my. Live with him. Think now. Think. Who are you living with now? Huh? Who you want to live with? Christ or who you living with now?
You
a lawyer. What you think about it, lawyer?
Well,
who you want to live with? Will you want to live with Christ or with him? Then he ain't gonna be anybody, or with her, or with whoever. We'll live with who? Him. Live with him. Not shacking up, but living with him.
Amen.
We're going to marry Christ one day.
Amen.
You tell me Reverend Walker the church going to marry Christ?
Amen.
Yes.
Go ahead,
that's really ain't no giving marriage and giving marriage and giving marriage. Because he ain't going to be no two-tone. No two-tone. You know, folks, we're going to marry, care my husband with me? No, your husband got to be born again. Care my wife with your wife got to be born again. I'm telling my children, your children got to be born again. Ain't no marriage and giving in marriage up there. It'll be a mess in heaven. I said it'll be a mess in heaven. Some of y'all had five or six wives, five or six husbands. It'll be a mess in heaven.
So, Reverend.
Paul, let me say this, Paul.
Yes, sir. No,
Michael would get confused.
Uh-oh.
Ain't no be no marriage giving in marriage. We gonna marry Christ.
That's right.
He's getting us ready right now. He's getting his bride ready right now. It's a long way, but it'll get down to the date after a while. And the book of Revelation, 19 chapters, says we're going to marry Christ. Here come the bride, here come the bride. When Jesus, the rock you pop up, the bride is coming. The bride. Ain't no marriage given in marriage, because it'll be a mess. Can I put it like this? You know, ain't no give me. See, you ain't gonna two-time God up there. You might as well keep yourself at home. You ain't gonna. We ain't gonna two-time the law. So ain't gonna be no marriage and what? Give it in marriage. We'll be perfect on the inside with a glorified body. Walking with Jesus. God on. Taking order from Jesus.
Uh-huh.
Taking order from the Lord.
Yeah.
Now, who you rather be with? All right, now watch this. I hate to go back, but now watch this. Now, if you don't marry Christ, ain't but one more to marry. I'm talking about spiritually now. It's got to be Satan. No, but listen at that. When you come in here, you get truth. I ain't got time to play with you, know. God's going to get me if I pray. But see, if you don't go to heaven with Jesus, you go to hell with Satan. You can call it Hades or Sheol, what you want, but it's hell. It's the lake of fire.
That's right.
It's a lake of fire. And sometimes you hear folk, I've heard them talk about it. I know you have too. You're talking about, no, God ain't going to do us like that. Oh, keep on saying it. That means he's giving you a lot of chances to get saved. He long suffered with us because he's waiting on you to get saved. If your life hadn't been changed by the blood of the Lamb, Jesus Christ, you can't go to heaven with him. And you won't get a glorified body. You'll go without a body. You won't get a glorified. You'll go around with your spirit, with the devil. And all those spirits in hell, they'll lick a fire, moaning and groaning, day and night. Ain't no rest nowhere. Ain't playing cards and dominoes and going to the football game. It's just all day and night, day and night, day and night, day and night, day forever and ever with the devil. Guess what? Guess what? Even the devil gonna be hurting. Even the devil.
That's right.
I think Isaiah said that. One of them, Isaiah. Ezekiel said, the devil came down. And folks looked at him. Said, that's the man? Said, that's the man that messed us up?
Yeah.
I know it's not. He just stirred the whole earth. That's him? Yeah, that's him. Me, just be up there. No, we ain't going to hell. I'm just using it. Somebody, that's him. Yeah, that's him, y'all. That's him. That would mean Jesse gonna see. That's him. You may say it by yourself, but I ain't gonna go with him. That's him. That's him. That's the devil. That's the one messed the white earth up. He's going to hell himself. And guess what? Now it'll be there forever. Y'all better listen at me now. I don't care where you go. Just the truth. He'll be there forever. And that means it's taking Jesus so long to come back because he's trying to get folks saved. But it's going to come to a day where he will come back and we can see his coming right now. He gave us signs of his coming. Our hope is in Christ Jesus, not in this world. This world will lead you astray.
Amen.
And Jesus went through all what he went through with. Just for you. If you were by yourself, it'll be just for you, God of mine, to get saved. And you ignoring it because what folks are saying in the world or what folks are doing in the world. He come to save us, y'all. What you think Jesus come to the world for? To save us. To save the man, keep him going to hell. I'm going to say this, I'm going to let you go. Lord, I'm nice. Now, when Jesus come here, Satan, he got him. Now, Adam was out there alone, but the devil messed him up. First, he got his wife. You become gods. And that she got lifted up in pride. Become God, yeah. Try it, try, try. Go and try the truth. Truth good, ain't nothing wrong with it. See how pretty it look. And looking pretty. And she took a bite off it. When she took a bite, her eyes popped open. Look what I done. You know, and then, but ain't nothing happened for her knowledge. But the eyes came on that was the devil, in a sense. But not so much as the Bible put it, but her eyes came open to some more stuff she didn't know.
Well,
but the fruit was good. It was delicious. Sin, some sin is delicious.
Go ahead.
I said, some sin. You fall in love with it. It's delicious. It was so delicious, she invited herself to her husband. Try, baby. She ought to have been cooking grits and things, but she come cooking. Ought to be cooking grits, but she she got some fruit off the tree that God forbid them not to eat of. And however the case may be, Paul says she went shopping, but however the case may be. But he gave it to her. But then the Lord told us not to eat of. Yeah, he told us, but come on, ain't nothing wrong with it. It's good. She ain't nothing wrong with me. He said, the day you eat, that day you're going to die. I'm still here. It's good. Taste it. Come on, taste it. Taste it. I'll never forget, my wife told me that one day. I said, what is that? She said, that eat it and hush. And I ate it and hush. But I said,
watch the law, number 1422.
And she offered it to him. And when she offered it to him, he bit off it.
Yeah.
And when he bit off it, his eyes came open. He saw he was what? Naked.
Well,
now he kind of hide himself. Let us know you know when you sin. We recognize when we sin. You ain't got to go by what folks said in the White House. Well, I recognize if you sin, he gave you not enough to recognize I done sin.
Amen.
You don't feel good sinning? Amen. Well, something wrong with sin. And then they hid themselves, trying to hide from God. You can see, that will happen to a lot of folk. When they sin, they want to hide. Got behind some bushes. Trying to hide. God. Hide. What made them what made them try to hide? They said they heard somebody stepping in the garden. Whoop for them. Whoop. They heard Jesus' footsteps. Whoop. Boy, I bet the whole earth was shaking. Whoop. Whoop. What is it? Back in the bush. Adam! God Almighty. Adam! Let me say it, y'all. Please let me say it. Well, oh, Eve said, God called you. Oh, he's looking at me. He called you. He called me. He know where you are. We can't hide from God. The only thing that's saved, y'all will look at me. The only thing that's really saved Adam and Eve, because they answered the call. Adam, Adam, where art thou? God of mine. He answered. This the pattern right now.
All right.
That was the word of God talking to him, wasn't it?
Amen.
Well, this the word of God.
All right.
The same word that told Adam, this the same word.
All right.
He called sinners to come home.
Right.
Sinners, it's not your house. You came from heaven.
Right.
I come at you. I sent my son to come get you. You got to answer the call. When the preacher brings up Jesus' name, you ought to heed to it. Because he the one coming to deliver the children to get them back home. It's just that simple. That's how you get saved. I heard the call. It's the call. That's the pattern of getting saved. You answer to it. Don't keep on. Get them behind the bush. That ain't going to save you.
Right.
He owned the bush. The bush is gone after a while.
That's right.
Give your life to Christ. And that's what it's all about. Bless his holy name. He coming back. And this is the church's comfort. This is our joy that Jesus is coming back at his church. Let us all stand. God Almighty. Bless his holy name. He coming back? In these last days, I promise y'all, he coming back. Somebody may want to give their life to Christ as your personal savior. It's a good time to come now. It's a good time to come. If you're without Christ, give your life to him. You're going to die now. You're getting out of here. I'm getting out of here, but I'm going to a better place. If you know you're going to a better place, well and good. But Jesus has prepared it. He said, I go to prepare a place for you. And where I go, I'm come again and receive unto myself. He have it so simple. If a man confess the Lord Jesus with his mouth and believe in his heart that God raised Jesus from the dead, he said, thou shalt be saved.
Will there be one? Will give your life to Christ as your personal Savior? Out in the radio land. You'll be his child. That's how you get saved. See, well, I'm trying to get better. Ain't no getting better. You can't get your own self better. The devil ain't about to let you get yourself better. You can't do it by yourself. You've got to have Jesus.